Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam. I'll be your host for today. And today we're looking at a video, actually, that is by BBC English. For those of you that are learning British English, I'm sure you have seen some of these BBC videos. They're usually quite good. And this one was pretty popular, because I think it talks about a very important topic, and that is sarcasm. Sarcasm is one of those things that is very difficult to understand in a foreign language, because even sometimes people confuse it in their own language. So there are times where, like in this video, where someone says something sarcastically, and someone else doesn't understand that it was supposed to be sarcastic. They maybe thought that they were serious, or they misinterpreted it somehow. In any case, this video will help you understand sarcasm and also help you know when someone is being sarcastic. It will teach you how to detect sarcasm, because that is not always so simple. It also explains what sarcasm is. So if you're not sure, if you don't know what I'm talking about, maybe watch this video first and then come back and then listen to this challenge and then record your recording. How's that sound? All right, let's get into it. That was sarcasm. Sarcasm is where people say the opposite of what they mean, and they use it to talk about things they don't like. It can be confusing. So that sentence is pretty simple, but still, for many people that are even probably very good at English, many of you have very good English, but I'm sure even you guys sometimes have trouble with sarcasm. And that is totally normal. In any case, let's go into our vocabulary. So our first word is sarcasm, of course. We have sarcasm and sarcastic. So you'll notice the emphasis is different. So the first word, sarcasm, has the emphasis on the sarcasm. And for sarcastic, we have the emphasis on the cas, sarcastic. So be careful that you don't say something like sarcasm or sarcastic or something like that, right? It's sarcasm and sarcastic. So anyway, so sarcasm, as they say in the video, is when someone says the opposite of what they mean, but it usually has sort of a mean, or like they're sort of making fun of something, or usually somewhat negative. Not always, but often somewhat negative. So for example, you could say, it is difficult to convey sarcasm through writing. And in fact, here's a little fun fact for everyone. Because it is so hard to convey sarcasm through writing, because you have to hear someone's tone in order to hear whether or not they're being sarcastic usually, there's a website called Reddit. In Taiwan, there's a website called PTT. So if you know PTT, it's basically like Reddit, but that's the Taiwanese version. But in the US and in a lot of other places, they use Reddit. And on Reddit, they actually have a code, sort of, they'll write slash S after something in order to indicate that it's sarcasm. You know, if they say something like, wow, this post is so funny, then they'll write slash S after it, and that means that they're being sarcastic. Yeah, there's a little fun fact. If you ever see slash S on the internet, that means they're being sarcastic. Which is our next word, sarcastic. So sarcasm is the noun, and sarcastic is the adjective. So for example, you could say, I was being sarcastic. How could you not tell? Let's say you'd said something, and they assumed you were being, you know, whoever thought you were being serious took what you said as fact, but you actually meant to be sarcastic. You meant it as sarcasm. You could say, I was being sarcastic. Yeah, there you go. That's the word sarcastic. Next, we have the words irony and ironic. Irony and ironic. So for the word irony, you'll hear it pronounced as irony, or you'll also hear it pronounced as kind of irony. For example, the word iron, like, you know, the kind of metal or the thing that you iron your clothes with. People often don't say iron. We'll say iron. It's kind of like iron, right? So when you hear the word irony, you'll hear it sometimes as irony, or you'll hear it as irony. But you can really say either one. So irony is something that it's similar to sarcasm, but it basically just means that something happened that is sort of the opposite of what should have happened. And there's often sort of a humor to it. I mean, not always, but pretty often people like to make a lot of ironic humor. Like, you know, here's sort of a strange example. So let's say the man who invented the seatbelt died in a car crash or something like that. That would be ironic. You could say, oh, wow, that's pretty ironic. And the reason is because, of course, if he invented the seatbelt, it's supposed to prevent deaths. But then if he died and he's the one who invented the seatbelt, right, that is an example of irony. Right. And as I just said, that's our second word, ironic. You could say, wow, that's pretty ironic, something like that. So you'll often see jokes like that, you know, weird. Sometimes they can be weird like that in movies or in TV shows or something like that. And you can say, yeah, that's sort of an ironic humor. And next we have opposite and oppose. Opposite and oppose. And opposite essentially just means that something is the complete reverse of something else. So you could say, hot is the opposite of cold. That is a very simple example. Or big is the opposite of small. And that's the word opposite. Opposite. And so opposite, of course, is a noun, but there's also a verb form, which is oppose. Oppose. So once again, watch the difference in pronunciation. Opposite, right? The emphasis is on the first syllable. And oppose has the emphasis on the po, oppose, not oppose, oppose. And to oppose something means that you are against something. You can see how that's sort of related to the word opposite. So you could say, I oppose any laws that encourage discrimination. That means that I am against any laws that encourage discrimination. You know, let's say there was a law that allowed people to discriminate based on gender or sexual orientation or race or nationality, whatever. You could say, I oppose any laws that encourage discrimination or that allow discrimination or anything like that. That is to oppose something, to be against something. Next we have confusing, puzzling, and baffling. So I won't go on too long about the first one, confusing. I'm sure everyone knows the word confusing. Confusing means that something is hard to understand. It's kind of weird. It's, yeah, I think hard to understand is probably the simplest way to think about the word confusing. It makes people confused, right? But there are two other words that you can use if you want to make your sentences a little more interesting, if you want to change up your vocabulary. One of those is puzzling. Puzzling. So you may know what a puzzle is. A puzzle, of course, is that little thing you did when you were a kid, or maybe you still do it now. You know, there's a picture and it's broken up into a whole bunch of little pieces and you have to put it back together. That is a puzzle. So if something is puzzling, it means that it puzzles you. And if something puzzles you, it means that it confuses you. So puzzling, of course, means confusing. For example, you could say, the stories my father tells are often quite puzzling. Or you could say, I was puzzled by his stories. Something like that, right? That means that his stories are very confusing. I don't really understand his stories, or his stories make me kind of confused, right? That's what that means. And finally, we have baffling. Baffling. And baffling has the same meaning as confusing and puzzling, but instead of being confused or puzzled, you are baffled. If something is baffling, it means that it makes you baffled. For example, you could say, we all found this mystery quite baffling. And I should say, baffling, although the meaning is very similar to confusing or puzzling, it's maybe a higher degree of confusion. So if something is baffling, it means that it's like very, very confusing, that you just completely can't understand it, that you're just like, you know, you have no way of comprehending it. You could say, oh, I was just completely baffled. Oh my God, I don't even know what to say. I don't know how to understand this. I was baffled. This is baffling. That's what the word baffling means. it's a pretty good one if you want to change up your vocabulary. Anyway, that is all we have for today. I'm going to read our challenge one more time, and then we'll wrap it up. That was sarcasm. Sarcasm is where people say the opposite of what they mean, and they use it to talk about things they don't like. It can be confusing. That is all we have for today. Our question for the day is, have you ever heard sarcasm and not understood it? I mean, you might not actually know the answer to that question. Or have you ever tried to use sarcasm in your own language or in English, and it didn't quite communicate properly? The other person didn't understand. I think sarcasm is a very useful tool. It can be useful or funny or helpful in many situations, but sometimes it is hard to communicate. So have you ever had a situation where you didn't understand or someone else didn't understand the sarcasm in the situation? If so, let us know down in the comments with your recordings. Tell us your weird sarcasm story. I know I've definitely had a lot of times where I was confused about something because someone wrote to me, maybe on Facebook or online or WhatsApp or something. They were typing and I didn't know they were being sarcastic. Or actually, I like to make a lot of sarcastic jokes, and sometimes people don't understand them. So you need to be careful with sarcasm sometimes. But anyway, that is all we have for today. Thank you, all my VoiceTubers, for listening to today's challenge. My name is Sam, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye!